It's time for our weekly look around the region for some great upcoming arts events. This week, our art hounds take us to the Circus in Brattleboro, to Tynmouth for Jubilee Gospel, and to see paintings and sculpture in Burlington. First is our Brattleboro art hound, Jim Westbrook. His enthusiasm for the local New England Center for Circus Arts tells me he's one step away from running away with them. Here he is with more on the performance next weekend.
I have, over the years, become a huge fan, and I'm calling to remind people of NECA's upcoming graduation show. It's called An Improbable Misadventure of Circus Proportions. This past September, 15 individuals came from all over the world to Brattleboro to study. And this show is a culmination of 9 months of them pushing themselves, of sweat and bruises and rope burns. Whether you live in Burlington, Montpelier, St. Albans, or Concord, New Hampshire, it's not too much of a drive to come to Brattleboro to see this truly world-class event. It is a show to be seen by all, young and old.
Tickets tend to sell out quickly. Act fast. Next is librarian, musician, and VPR's own Robert Resnick, host of All the Traditions. He's also an art hound. He called the hotline about Drawn to Music, a multimedia presentation by Vermont sculptor Melinda White Bronson and Vermont painter Nancy Stone.
It flows like music. It's very, very beautiful. And one of the ones that I really like, probably best of all, is one called Viola Finding Her Voice, which is one of Melinda's pieces, which is a viola with a head on top of it rather than a scroll and arms. And it's so hard to describe that I think you're going to have to go see it.
That show opens Tuesday, June 4th. And finally, the Washed Up Beulah Band is four young gentlemen, three of whom hail from our own backyard.
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Nelson Jakeway has more on this performance at the Old Firehouse in Tynmouth.
They sing Jubilee Gospel, and they come out of the tradition of village harmony. They bring together all sorts of things like Negro spirituals and Tin Pan Alley and barbershop.
Find details about these events at vpr.net/arthounds. And if you're in the arts community, suggest a great upcoming art event, and we'll meet you back here next week.
Art Hounds is made possible with support from Burlington Wine and Food Festival, 300 Wines, Artisan Cheeses, Restaurants, and Jazz, June 22nd, burlingtonwineandfoodfestival.com. Art Hounds is adopted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Theme music is written and performed by Trio Gusto with Mike Martin and is produced by Mary Williams. For VPR News, I'm Neil Charnoff.